Andrew, I think I asked you last week about Gavante following up a good game with another one, which he had struggled to do at times the first couple of years, and now he did it. How did he take that next step?
Well, the goal is to be consistent, stack successes. It all starts with the preparation. Tremendous work ethic, you know, what he puts into it, the time he puts into it in the classroom, and then going out on the practice field and being able to, you know, take it from the practice field to game day. You know, he's going about doing it the right way, and he's being consistent. And that's always the goal, not just with Devontae, but all of our guys on offense. You know, we want to be consistent.
Is it as simple, though, with any guy, as a light going on at some point, you just get it?
Well, the more you do it at that consistent level or basis, you know, confidence goes up. And that plays an important role in it as well.
You obviously talk a lot about fundamentals. When it comes to Jeff's fundamentals, what have you seen him do better when the fundamentals of the position since the time he got here?
He certainly improved. You know, ultimately, it's about, as a route runner, creating separation. You know, you see some of the areas that he certainly improved at the break point, creating more separation. And then ultimately, it's about results, going up and making a play and catching the football. So, again, you know, continue to improve on a week-to-week basis and be consistent at it.
Again, when you got Eddie Lacy, you pretty much know he's going to be your back throughout the whole game. Are you guys in a situation where you're kind of searching each game to see who it is and might actually be able to help you a little bit more? You know?
Well, you know, we go into each and every game with a formula and a game plan as far as how the ball will be distributed. Coach McCarthy has done that, you know, since day one. But it also comes down to, you know, guys making the most of those opportunities, everyone being on the same page and going out and executing. That obviously plays an important part of it as well.
So if Rutkowski starts running the ball pretty well, do you have the ability to give it to him more other
Absolutely.
Than the, maybe you only plan to give it to him five times?
It's all part of Coach McCarthy's his formula that he puts into it.
I think there were two catches that Trevor had in which they were secondary reaction catches after Aaron rolled out of the pocket. I'm sure some of that is what they're taught to do. But would a veteran player, like if that's Jordy or Randall, have more room to improvise? Whereas with Trevor, is that more by the book, what he's taught to do?
Well, a big part of it is scramble rules. And he did a really nice job as far as understanding his location, the awareness, as far as, you know, the overall, I guess, proximity of the other players. You know, he did a really nice job of that, keeping his feet inbound and coming down and making the clutch catch. So, you know, obviously we practice that, but obviously he did a really nice job as far as with his instincts, awareness, obviously sideline, being able to keep his feet inbound and coming down with the football.
How much does it please you as a coach when you hear your quarterback say on a couple of different instances about how Don Jackson's coming up to his room on Saturday night at the team hotel and getting more information from him and finding out what he wants him to do? What does that tell you as a coach when you hear that?
You love the fact that it's important to him. You know, again, it all goes back to work ethic. You know, guys, what they put into it is what we'll get out of it. They'll get out of it. And I think, you know, it matters to him. It's important to him. You know, we talk a great deal about just the passion of it all, truly enjoying and loving what we do and how fortunate and blessed we are to be where we're at and do this for a living. So I think guys really understand that, and they want to put everything they can into it so that when we step out onto the field on game day, you know, we leave it all out there. You know, we play with that tremendous effort and passion that it takes in order to be successful in this business.
Thank you. I know not everyone operates the same way, and I know some guys who maybe didn't do that in the past. Do you think that I don't want to be cruel when I say this, but isn't that the really smart thing to do when it comes to your quarterback specifically, is to seek him out and ask him those types of questions? Isn't that in your best interest as a player to do that?
It's in everyone's best interest to communicate. You know, that's, you know, one of the foundation, that's one of the cornerstones as far as, you know, how do we improve, how do we get better, and how do we be consistent? Well, it starts with the communication, everyone on the same page.
Has any part of this been fun or more fun than usual, this creating a game plan every week when you don't have any healthy running backs or, you know, training for guys and your receivers are all beat the heck and your tight end's gone? You kind of enjoy this at all?
Well, what's fun is when you win. You know, that's, you know, that's the fun part. And when you see, you know, the amount of effort that goes into the overall preparation, and you see your guys enjoying and having fun when they're playing, you know, that's when it's fun.